We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm so proud of those guys. I mean, the way they battled, just the nature of the game for a group like that, having to play 90 plays, you know, plus plays in a game, you know, and guys like Dion and Roger playing every single snap of that game and having 17 play drives, 20 play drives, and staying out there and doing it and giving each guy next to them everything they've got.
It's Ken Dorsey. Couple quotes of the day, Joe, from the guys. You know, post-Miami game, we're getting everyone's thoughts. Josh Allen said it was hard to breathe.
Yep.
That's tough.
Stephon Diggs apparently now has a picture of him with the double IVs. Yeah.
Yeah, he asked the training staff to do that for him, take a picture. Yeah, it was a battle for everybody. And I think that's a good answer for Dorsey. Like, he's in the booth. It's probably air-conditioned.
Right. Yes. Well, you never know. The Dolphins, could they get away with, guys, the AC's broken?
Yeah, that's right. Probably. Yeah. You might be right about that. But he's sitting up there in the booth and calling plays and doing what he can. And I'm sure the 20-play drives, maybe they're not frustrating for him, but he's thinking, we got to get in, got to get in here. Come on, got to get in. And then to fall short and think, we had 90 plays. I asked these players to do 90 plays.
Yeah.
It's like when you shoot your age in golf. You shoot up 87 when you're 87. The Bills almost had as many plays as degrees on the field. Like,
yeah,
he must have been devastated. So I get that the conditions probably made it even worse, that he thought, look at what these guys are going through, and we're not going to win this game.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's his hometown or not, but, you know, it's Miami, right? Like, it's where he played college football. And I have to imagine he wanted that badly because of who the opponent was and where the game was. What would the golf comparison be for him? It's like it was so fluky, right? Like, and he has to think it was fluky. He has to think, how did we not win that game? How, like, we were the better team. How did we not win that game? It'd be like, I don't know, you're trying to break 80 for the first time, and you hit it off the pin, and it rolls and off the green
into
the water.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the golf equivalent. Like, it's just acts of God, basically, that prevent you from winning. Which, by the way, is the Bills' last two division losses, probably. Acts of God. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's get to your poll here. No one in panic mode yet. If the Bills lose in Baltimore... Four options: full panic, mild panic, sampling panic, no panic. I voted sampling panic.
Yeah.
No, I mean, panic is the leader, though, at 42.3%. It's too early. It's too early, and I'm not sure everyone that voted, and I'm not even sure you mean this to be a part of the equation because of the kind of what the conversation will bring about with the poll, but part of it for me is the weather.
Right.
Part of it for me is it's acts of God, and like, it will get maybe like here's the Bills fans complaining about the weather again. But if they lose in a downpour and they can't throw the football because nobody can throw the football, and it's just kind of a dumb game that whoever fumbles the ball less is going to be the team that wins, and it's 20-17. I don't know. I'm not going to want to be sitting here a week from now making any indictment about what they are.
Other than the bigger picture of if they can't run the ball, which that would be something that in a spot like this, if the weather is how it is, I mean, Baltimore has this same problem. They can't run the ball either. So I've got two AFC contenders with two MVP quarterbacks that might be taken apart by weather that will likely turn to running the ball a little more, and neither of them can do it.
Right. So, Ravens can't do it either.
No. So that might be a strange, like, how do you feel about it after that? You know, with Baltimore, I one of the things I think about Baltimore, Joe, is Lamar's on track to win the MVP. He's the MVP favorite right now. He has passed Allen. Allen's number two. But the start that Lamar's got off to this year is an MVP pace. And one of the things I wonder about Lamar, he is consistently, I think you would agree with this, consistently overlooked.
Uh-huh.
Because if you talk best quarterbacks, you go to Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, and
then you start thinking about the fourth guy.
Right. And Lamar is not put in that group with those top three. If he wins a second MVP, doesn't he have to pass one of them?
Isn't it arguable that he should be above Herbert right now?
Yes. Yeah, it definitely is. Yes, you could make a case he should be above Herbert. If he wins a second MVP,
and
he wins playoff games and goes to an AFC championship game, do you make the case that he passes Allen?
Well, I'm sure there will be some of that out there. I guess I got to see how it looks like, but let's guess at how it would look like. What they look like right now, you went back and forth with Nate and others on Twitter the other day about Josh Allen's usage being too high, like 85% or whatnot. Lamar's higher. Right, it's the highest in the league.
Yep.
So, like, I shouldn't even really couch it as, well, it depends how it would look. If they're going to the AFC Championship game, it's probably because he's putting a cape on and just carrying them all the way there.
Yeah. Yeah, their defense is not good.
No.
Right?
No, they're like last in the league, I think, in yards per play allowed. Or if they're not last, they're one of the worst teams. And right, like you said, like Justice Hill leads their running back group in rushing with 80 yards through three games. So
yeah, I mean, he's been incredible. He's been incredible passing the ball. That's a big part of it.
Yep.
And it would be so weird to see a guy potentially win his second MVP and still be overlooked. But I think it's possible that could still be the case.
Well, because the playoffs will be huge for him, because Allen does not get this, especially now.
Because he's had perfect games in the playoffs.
He's had perfect games in the playoffs, and when he lost, he got no blame for it.
Yep, he's been amazing.
Yeah.
And Lamar, in the playoffs, his first year, they're a one seed, and they lose their first game.
Yes, they lost the first game in 18 is that the Titans?
Yep. They lost to the Chargers.
Yeah,
I think that's who it is, the Chargers. Derwin James.
I've got him at 1-3 in playoff games.
They lost to the Chargers. They beat the Titans. They were down
10-0,
that would have been 2 years ago, because last year they didn't make the playoffs. So they beat the Titans, lost to the Chargers, lost to
the Bills.
The Bills, of course, in a game where he was not really impressive, but neither was Allen that day.
No, there was windy, right?
Yeah, it was windy. It was a playoff game with two good defenses.
Yep. He was right there, right? He actually, I remember, because there was a tweet of mine that went viral. Like, would be a great time right now for Lamar Jackson's first career red zone interception.
Yeah.
And it did happen there. But he was 5 yards away from
tying the game.
And Taron Johnson, actually, if you remember that play, like, he's not even supposed to be there. Like, he comes off the man he's covering. And that's not, I'm not trying to absolve Jackson completely of that play. But it's a little fluky. They've had injuries. My bigger problem with them in the playoffs has been they don't throw the ball enough. But that's different about them right now. They have never been where they are right now in neutral situation pass rate. Like, they're one of the pass happiest teams in football. And maybe that's by necessity, because they can't turn around and hand it off to anybody. But to me, it's not a coincidence that they can't turn around and hand it off to anybody, and they're top of the league in scoring, top of the league in yards per play, and they look like one of the most unstoppable offenses in football. And it's not, he's got the yardage this year rushing, but they're not running it with him a crazy amount. 26 carries through three games. We talk about Allen and how much usage he gets. A lot of that ends up being the rushing attempts, right? And he'll never make it to February. And there's Colin Cowherd comparing him to Cam Newton and how many hits he took. And the body's going to be broken down by age 32. And that, maybe that ends up happening. Allen has 449 rushing attempts for his career. Lamar Jackson is sitting on 641.
Yeah.
641. Like, he's actually playing better from the better. He's always been pretty good. He's playing better from the pocket right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there are two games Sunday matching up 2-1 teams. Do you know the other? Oh, I'm sorry, there are three games. There are three games. Bills, Ravens.
This is a trick question because the Bears are involved in one of them.
I don't know that counts as a trick question.
No, it's not a trick. Like, but you wouldn't think of them. Oh, like two good teams.
Well, here are the three games between 2-1 teams. Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Bucks, and then Bears, Giants. And here's your stat of the day on Bears, Giants. Because I saw this from Pat Thorman had this stat, and he is with, I think, Establish the Run. Yes.
Okay.
So the Bears and Giants play on Sunday, and man, if you want to see, if you don't believe in time travel, step into Bears Giants, you are in the 30s. And here's why. Pat Thorman pointed out the Giants have two times as many pass attempts as the Bears.
Wow. Okay.
Wait,
that's already kind of amazing, but go ahead.
There's a second part of this. The Giants have twice as many pass attempts as the Bears. The Giants rank 26th in pass attempts. Think about that.
They're
twice as many, and they're in 26th place.
They're in 26th. That's a bear stat. That's
what's the amazing. Under? Is the over under 26?
I mean,
I gotta
it
pull
be?
It up.
Shouldn't it be record low?
It should be. And is there going to be weather?
could it be? There's hurricanes everywhere right now.
Everybody
in the world,
that goes to this game should be. There should be a mass fan organized flash mob. Hey, we're all going to wear trench coats and hats and convince the world that we've all stepped back into the 30s.
Yeah, the over under in that game is 39.
39. You don't see
still want the under.
Right. You don't see him go lower than 38.5, and that's usually teams like this or a rainstorm. What's the Bills over under right now?
The Bills over under is 52.
52.
That's not really accounting for the weather.
No, I feel like we might get on that.
I think, but I'm just betting on downpour, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Well, because what? Maybe.
Well, if it's not windy, the Bills put up 40 points in a downpour against the Texans.
The Ravens put up 40 on the Bills in a downpour in the opener 4 years ago, right?
Yeah,
the Peterman game,
47-3.
Yeah, and part of that was the Bills didn't get a first down for three quarters, but, 52 is the over-under for Bills and Ravens. Yeah, the Bears, 45 pass attempts for Fields. Allen had 63.
Hey,
last Sunday.
Either the Bears or the Giants are about to be 3-1. Show me them in a power ranking in the top 10 somewhere.
Oh, the could anyone do it with the Bears? The Giants, I'm sure. Like I could. New coach, and I guess the Bears are a new coach too. But.
The Bears and Giants, one of them, whoever goes to 3-1. That is definitely a Bills drought season, right? Like, 3-1.
Well,
and everybody tweets out the standings, and everybody looks like, yeah, you guys, you're not good.
Well, in that conference, too, right? Like, who's good in that conference right now? Like, we talk so much about the AFC, obviously, because the Bills are in it.
Yeah, and the Eagles are good, and the Packers are good.
Oh, man, even that. I mean,
I
it was the Bucks D, but offensively, they just... They don't look competent. In three games, they have one good performance offensively, and it was against Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's going to come around. They've got young receivers with Rodgers, and it's starting to hit. And it was the Bucs, and they fumbled at the one into the end zone on one play.
Yeah.
I think it's the Packers and the Eagles, and that's it?
Yeah, the Niners looked horrible against the Broncos. The Rams look weird. Might be
weird.
The word for it.
I like that. They're weird.
They're weird. The Cowboys are treading water without Prescott. That pass rush. The Cowboys will be.
Oh, my God. The Cowboys have to be on this list.
They have to, yeah. Like, they might not be complete of a team, and they use Zeke Elliott way too much. He had more carries than Pollard on Sunday, but 40
their pass
fewer
rush
yards.
Is better than the Bills.
Yeah, it's the best in the league.
The only team that's better than the Bills in pass rush. And Micah Parsons is like just a freak.
Yeah, Cowboys are good. I think I'm confident saying the Cowboys are good. They're getting Michael Gallup back here, so they'll have a better receiving core too. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy's poll. What's your level of panic mode if the Bills were to lose to the Ravens on Sunday? I still got a Dolphins question to get to. Talk a little bit maybe about Dolphins and Bengals, which is tomorrow night, but we'll do more of that tomorrow,
and
I'm sure.
We got to get to, with Sal, the offensive line and the run game. What answers
yes.
are out there. The Bills are the worst team in the league in terms of offensive linemen winning their blocks. Worst. Worst PFF grade,
yep.
Worst win rate. What can they do about it?
Yep. We'll have Sal coming up at 7 o'clock. By the way, join Jeremy along with Atwal Eye Care at their LASIK and LAGER event on Tuesday, October 4th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. Get your LASIK questions answered and enjoy free giveaways by Atwal. Space is limited. Pre-register at atwaleye.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.